Welcome to This Week in Aviation, brought to you by Aviator DB. I'm Mark Preston. The FAA orders inspections on hundreds of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft over structural cracking concerns. The NTSB releases its final report on the fatal bearing air crash, pointing to icing, an overweight aircraft, and oversight failures. New accounts describe an aircraft swap during President Trump's departure from Turkey after a credible security threat. And a government watchdog finds that required fees at fixed-base operators are often missing or inconsistent online. Four stories shaping aviation this week. Let's get into it. The Federal Aviation Administration this week issued an airworthiness directive requiring inspections on 471 U.S.-registered Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The action follows cracking concerns identified near the forward galley door cutout and related 737 structures. The directive takes effect September 10th. Under its terms, operators must complete the required inspections and any repairs before affected aircraft return to service. The FAA described the measure as preventive. No defects have yet been reported in the MAX fleet itself. The agency is acting on cracking found in related structures, moving ahead of any confirmed problem in the aircraft covered by the order. The scale is significant. 471 aircraft is a substantial share of the domestic MAX fleet, and the type is a workhorse for several of the largest U.S. carriers. The inspection burden and the timing of any repairs could ripple through airline scheduling as operators work the checks into maintenance rotations ahead of the effective date. The concern centers on the forward galley door region, a high-stress area of the airframe. Where inspections turn up cracking, the aircraft cannot fly again until repairs are made. Where they come back clean, the aircraft returns to service. For now, this is a precautionary directive, not a grounding. The FAA is weighing caution against the fact that no defect has been identified in the MAX fleet to date. What operators face is a defined compliance window and the possibility that inspections surface issues requiring more extensive work. The full picture will come into focus as carriers begin reporting results after the September deadline, from a fleet-wide directive to a single aircraft tragedy in Alaska. The National Transportation Safety Board this week released its final report on the bearing air crash that killed 10 people. Investigators concluded the probable causes were improper airspeed management in severe icing, an overweight aircraft, and failures in FAA oversight. The aircraft was a Cessna 208B Caravan, a single-engine turboprop widely used across Alaska for passenger and cargo runs to remote communities. According to the report, the crew failed to manage airspeed properly as the aircraft encountered severe icing conditions. The Caravan was also over its maximum allowable weight. Together, those factors placed the aircraft in a regime it could not sustain. The safety board did not stop at the cockpit. Its findings point to FAA oversight failures as a contributing cause, extending responsibility beyond the crew to the regulatory framework governing the operation. The combination is a familiar and dangerous one in cold weather flying. Ice accumulation degrades lift and adds weight, narrowing the margin for error. An aircraft already loaded beyond its limits has less of that margin to give. When airspeed is not managed with discipline in those conditions, the outcome can be unrecoverable. The report speaks directly to loading discipline, dispatch decisions, and training for operators flying in Alaska's demanding environment. It raises the question of whether the FAA will revise its oversight or guidance in response to the findings, particularly for small aircraft operations serving remote routes where these conditions are routine. 10 lives were lost. A final cause determination of this kind carries weight not only for bearing air, but for the broader general aviation and commuter community operating in similar terrain and weather. The lessons are clear, and now on the record. Next, an aviation security story with national implications. Reports this week describe an aircraft change during President Trump's departure from Turkey on July 8th, made in response to a credible security threat tied to Iran. The accounts differ on the specifics. One says the president flew aboard a C-32A while a decoy Boeing 747 was used to draw attention away from his actual movement. Another describes a mid-departure transfer from a Qatar-donated Boeing 747-8 to the older VC-25A, a switch reportedly made because that aircraft carries more robust defensive equipment. What the reports agree on is the reason, a credible threat identified around the departure from Ankara, prompted a change in plan. No aviation safety incident occurred. The flight proceeded and the president departed. What the episode illuminates is the layered protective machinery around presidential air travel and how it adapts in real time to evolving threat intelligence. Decoy aircraft and alternate platforms are long-standing tools in high-level protective operations. Presenting more than one possible target complicates the calculations of anyone seeking to act against a principal in transit. The reported preference for the VC-25A over a newer airframe underscores a point often overlooked in coverage of presidential aircraft. Capability is measured not only in age or comfort, but in defensive systems designed for exactly this kind of situation. This is not a conventional accident or airline story. Its significance lies in what it reveals about how presidential transport responds when specific, credible intelligence emerges mid-mission, and in the reminder that the aircraft carrying a head of state are protective platforms first. The precise sequence in Ankara remains described through competing accounts, but the underlying decision to change aircraft in the face of a threat is consistent across them. The Government Accountability Office released a report this week finding that required fees at fixed base operators are frequently missing or inconsistent across online sources. Investigators examined 45 FBOs at 40 general aviation airports. Of those, 16 charged required fees beyond fuel purchases, mandatory charges that a pilot must pay regardless of what else they buy. The GAO then compared phone quotes with online listings. The finding was stark. None of the 16 fee-charging FBOs had accurate required fee information across all the online sources reviewed. In every case, at least one listing was incomplete, inconsistent, or wrong. Fuel pricing fared better. The report found fuel prices more consistent across sources than service fees, though some online fuel quotes still differed from what operators quoted by phone. For general aviation pilots, the implications land squarely on trip planning. Required fees can add materially to the cost of a stop, and when that information is unavailable or inaccurate before departure, pilots cannot reliably compare airports or budget a trip. Fuel, a commodity with a posted price, is straightforward to verify. Service fees, which vary by operator and are not always published in full, are far harder to pin down. The report raises a question about whether current disclosure practices are adequate on their own, or whether more consistent standards are needed. Third-party apps and airport directories play a growing role in how pilots research fees, but they can only be as accurate as the underlying information operators provide. The GAO's findings put a number on a frustration long familiar to the general aviation community. The true cost of a stop is often clear only after you've landed and asked. Also in aviation news this week, an American Airlines flight returned safely to Myrtle Beach International Airport shortly after takeoff on August 10th. American Airlines Flight 1760, an Airbus, struck a bird during its initial departure, triggering an engine issue and a possible fire indication. The crew turned back and landed without incident. All 181 people aboard were unharmed. The FAA is involved in the follow-up reporting. Bird strikes on takeoff and initial climb remain among the more demanding scenarios a crew can face, and this one ended with everyone safely on the ground. At Milan Linate Airport, a ground vehicle crossed an active taxiway and struck a taxiing business jet on August 10th. The vehicle, a Fiat Panda, collided with a Hawker Beechcraft 400A, damaging the jet's radome. Airport operations were halted for about 35 minutes. No injuries were reported. The incident is a reminder of how airside access control and surface movement discipline underpin airport safety, and how even a small vehicle in the wrong place can produce a significant ground event. Delta Airlines said this week it is investigating an unauthorized Wi-Fi network that appeared aboard Flight 591 from Las Vegas to Atlanta. The network surfaced shortly after DEF CON 34, the annual cybersecurity conference in Las Vegas. Delta said no aircraft systems were affected. The timing drew attention given the conference connection, but the airline emphasized that flight-critical systems were never at risk. It underscores the growing scrutiny airlines apply to passenger-facing connectivity and the questions such incidents raise even when nothing operational is touched. And NORAD F-16s intercepted two general aviation aircraft that entered restricted airspace over the Trump Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey this week. The breach occurred during an LAV golf event within a temporary flight restriction zone. A third aircraft self-corrected after communications were restored. Fighter intercepts tied to temporary flight restrictions are not rare, but they draw attention every time, and this one came with added political visibility. It's a pointed reminder for pilots to check for active restrictions before every flight. That's This Week in Aviation. For the latest aviation news, visit aviatordb.com. I'm Mark Preston. We'll see you next week.